Hi, everyone. Just wanted to check in with all of you quickly. The next episode is in the works, should be ready in a few weeks, but this can't wait that long. Somewhere around this time in 2014, I was having conversations with friends about an idea I'd had for a podcast. The market was really different back then. I was a huge fan of Mike Duncan's History of Rome and Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, but there weren't nearly as many shows, and they all sounded a bit similar, at least from a format standpoint. So I was checking in with a number of people, most of whom have been guests on the show, asking what they thought about turning the types of conversations we were having for fun into a recorded project. And surprisingly, if I'm being honest about it, they all told me they thought it would work. I spent a few weeks developing out the format, making a website, recording a test show with Dan that will never see the light of day as proof of concept, and working out every rough edge I could think of. And on June 1st of 2014, I posted the first episode of HI-101, The Birth of Russia Part 1, with Seraph as my guest. That means we're only a few months away from the 10th anniversary of this show. And to be honest with you, that doesn't sound real to me. In equal parts, I feel like I've been doing this thing forever and for no time at all. But the calendar doesn't lie, so I wanted to do something to celebrate. First of all, it's been some time since we did a Q&A episode, so if you'd like to ask me a question, please send me an email at contact@hi101.ca. It can be about how I make the show, about a topic I've done that you wanted further info about, unrelated history questions, basically whatever you'd like. These have been popular in the past, so I won't necessarily be able to answer every question, but I'll consider anything. You have until April 15th to send these in. In previous Q&A episodes, I've taken questions on any platform, but that got really tricky to organize, so please keep them to email only this time. Second, I'd like to try an experiment. The one question I've received the most over the past 10 years has been, can I be on the show? And I've always answered no. That's because going back to those conversations a decade ago with my friends, I think the thing that works best about HI-101 is that the people who helped me make the show really are my friends. And I've wanted to protect that dynamic. I think you can hear it in the show, and I don't think it can be forced or faked. But I would have quit this show ages ago if it wasn't for all of you who listened to it, and I want to say thank you for that. So, here's what we're going to try. If you think you have a compelling story about history that you'd like to tell me, and you think you can do so clearly and concisely in about 10 minutes, recorded and posted on the podcast, I want to hear from you. Send me an email, again, at contact@hi101.ca, and give me your elevator pitch, who you are, what story you'd like to tell me, and why you think it would make a good HI-101 topic. A successful pitch would be entertaining, well thought through, and ideally novel. I don't think I would move forward with a pitch about, you know, tea or jazz or whatever. I want to be clear, not every pitch will turn into a recording, not every recording is guaranteed to make it to the final show, and, you know, if this entire idea completely flops, we'll scrap it altogether. I'm taking a bit of a risk here. It's a little like I'm stage diving right now, and I'm hoping y'all will catch me, but if this works, and that is still a big if, what I'm hoping to do is an anthology episode of maybe six or so topics where I get on a call with one of you, a listener gets to be the host for a few minutes, I get to be the guest, learn some fun new history things, ask you a bunch of questions. You have until the end of March to send your pitch, and again, I'm only accepting pitches by email at contact@hi101.ca. So, to summarize, 10th anniversary of the show is coming June 1st. Send your questions by April 15th to my email for the Q&A. Send your mini episode pitches to me by March 31st by email, please. And we'll see what happens from there. I really don't know what this is going to look like, but I really want to try it out. And most importantly, I'll likely say this a number more times in the next few months as we talk about anniversary stuff, but thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and for sharing and for just being the coolest audience on the internet, truly. You've all been kind and supportive and enthusiastic, and you make this dumb little hobby worth doing. I can't wait to see what all of you send in, and I'll talk to you soon.